Hello, Oakmont Overlook. My name is Greg Yusser from Boxborough, Massachusetts. Adjudicating your performance in the visual general effect caption here at Methuen High School. Super early season performance, but not a very long season, so I hope my commentary will be of value to you as your show continues to evolve. Here we go. Definitely a focus here in the stage left of the density of form. We've got the gestural effort to the color guard soloists. Oh, I see we have that in the back too. Yeah, but we start here in the foreground, stage left. Okay, isolation, slow gestural effort. Okay, supported by the color guard here in the foreground. Okay, definitely a foreboding. I'm not sure the chasse-saute combination really kind of works. I mean, there's this heaviness and weirdness to the music, and you kind of reverted to a very traditional dance style. Okay, the rotational form, a little bit of some performance issues in the color guard. Okay, you draw my attention to the front, but I'm watching the individuals as they exit the stage, so I'm not really seeing a lot of what's being offered that, just in terms of, creating the effect through that moment. We've got this kind of big crescendo. Okay, the aerials real well placed. Yeah, so the effect here is the moving of chevron, but there's some accuracy issues to be sure. Ooh. Yeah, so performers just know when their time to move is. Definitely, we have this another huge transition just in terms of the color guard moving way off to the end of the stage, and as they come back in, there's just no consistency in how they're moving through form. Okay, yeah, that the aerial by the soloist seems just kind of randomly placed relative to the musical phrase. Definitely we see energy in terms of the motion and form. Flag color choice really works well here. Yeah, isolation there at the end. Yeah, so, okay, moving into the pairs, the aggression and the weight force and distribution. A little bit hard to read, just the clarity. Yeah, definitely the work of the rifles are accentuating the focus on the battery. Yeah, I'm not sure what's happening with the guard soloist in the center. Yeah, definitely a lot of challenge with respect to movement and form. In that regard, there's a lot of accuracy issues. The individuals are struggling a bit there. So, they're not really kind of creating effect here. It's just kind of trying to get through the content. And yeah, I've got to take a look at this here. So you've kind of set up the motif for the guard pairs to have the last say, just in terms of the tension created through the pairs. Yet in the resolution, the individuals are really masked, just in terms of their relationship to the band. So I can't really see the resolution of the pairs, because one person goes in the ground, but they're standing behind all sorts of band people because the formation is so spread out. Again, we have a transitory issue. I'm watching the migration of flags and rifles over to the right side of the stage, and then I watch the migration of the clusters over on the left side of the stage. So it's not really clear from a focus standpoint where I'm supposed to be looking. Again, very, very mysterious music. The undulating, not really undulating, but the slow, it would be cool if it were undulating, but the slow motion. But again, it's very, very technical. That's really drill focused, as opposed to really kind of giving us some kind of communication. What's happening with the color guard trio is that they're so focused on what's happening with their blades. Again, you have the same problem. They're going into the ground, but the person in the back is masked by the brass and saxophone person players in front of her. Yeah, Yes, you got this crescendo of the symbol, but and then there's a resolve, but there's nothing visually that also resolves at the same time. There's a heaviness in the music, and as the performers move through space in the ensemble over on the left side of the stage, it's a fairly very mechanical way of motion. Okay, definitely feel the crescendo, the accelerando, actually, as the form crystallizes over on the left side of the field. That has an opportunity of the trio of sabers to be a dramatic moment. As does going into the ground, but it's got to manifest itself all the way through to the cutoff, as opposed to just cutting short. I've got this drive as the ensemble propels their way to the center of the field. Into the cross formation. Oh, that is a moment. The solo, just in terms of nailing that catch at the point of impact of the phrase. Yeah, so a cool visual effect with the mathematics of the geometric form development of the band. But again, just really, just in terms of the completeness of the phrase, the color guard here, I think probably not quite done. It's a very, very ambitious show, no doubt. Yeah, so we have this heaviness and lightness in a triplet form, ta 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 ta. But nothing visually seems to be interpreting that. The band is certainly moving slower into these clusters. But I think there's an opportunity there worth exploring. Okay, definitely the faster motion, the more aggressive form change works well with the dynamic change. Yeah, but as we get into these half notes, kind of, and stepping at the halftime step, there's a regalness that's missing in terms of how the performers move through space. Yeah, that was kind of a recapitulation of these linear forms. Okay, bringing the flags in to fill the negative space. Again, the kind of the synthesized spooky music. Just in terms of its interpretation, definitely through the color, which works well, but from a character standpoint or how the performers utilize gesture or motion or taking the body out of the vertical plane, only some moderate contribution to that change of the dynamics. Yeah, lots of clarity issues here. Okay, and then what happens at the end? So the color guards kind of got to that horizontal line a little bit before, and there's an opportunity to flourish that at the end of the phrase. Okay, so here's what we got. It's a very ambitious program, no doubt. I think you have a lot of challenge with respect to how the performers move in space, and I think for the most part, those... You know, how that's been designed really works well with the musical phrasing. You know, the performers, I think, at this point are super challenged by those responsibilities. And because of that, we're not really seeing the theme, the scariness. You know, that hasn't really played itself into the design. You know, I think at times we're kind of, or at least I am, a little bit concerned about the guards... transitions, for instance, that these are very, very long transitions that happen, and they have to go way outside, and I'm not seeing anything that's happening in the ensemble that's really taking my eye away from that. So what I encourage you to do is to think about how these changing dynamics in your program can be manifested relative to the challenge that you're asking of them in how they're moving through form. I think the training is there, but at this point, the achievement is really fairly moderate. I know it's early in the season, but they have so many responsibilities that getting to that technical level, and then on top of that, being able to explore communication or, you know, you know, expression is going to be something that, you know, I think you really want to keep in mind as you further develop the program. So I hope that's helpful to know. Wish you the best of success, and hope I get to see you again later in the season. Thank you.